was following the eye, 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 was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats with scars.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen. Not like Donnie and Marie. Better.
No, they were brothers. They're brothers.
I know,
sister,
that's what I mean. And this will be a renewal of a one-year asking of marriage tonight.
Proposal.
Live. A proposal. Reminds me of Jason Segel. Remember his movie? The five-year engagement. Okay, let's hope not. But anyway, this, you got to be excited, Eric and Kathleen.
Yes, excited.
See, they're excited.
Yeah.
And this music comes from you by...
Well, this music makes it sound like it's snowing in here, like we've got a White Winter Hymnal. That's the name of the song, White Winter Hymnal, by the Fleet Foxes, of course, the opening song to Love the Coopers.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Love the Coopers.
Yes, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas Tree Lighting pre-show ahead of tonight's Outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting, tallest Christmas tree in the entire nation. Right, Eric?
Possibly.
Nope, it's true.
It's true. 113 feet was our understanding.
Yes.
Not with the star. I mean, without the star. So, and you can see us all tonight at Anthem Tree Lighting. We have a booth. Joseph is available, by the way. You young girls, young meaning over 18, he'll be glad to sign autographs. Am I right? Even
yeah.
Even for anyone, you'll sign.
And if you sing a cappella, it's even better.
The what?
What?
If you sing a cappella, it's even better.
We're going to have some of those ASU people
we will.
Right there with you.
And we're going to be broadcasting on Meerkat, so you're going to want to make sure you find us at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat.
And there might be some mistletoe over Joseph's head as he's interviewing people.
Oh, I hate that. That
and
darn
we'll have
mistletoe.
A second camera videotaping
I
this
think he's
action.
Actually going to have it hanging over his head.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, like the carrot.
Yeah,
dangling,
just hanging there so he's got it ready at the ready.
That would be good, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Joseph, I have a question for you.
Sure.
You're going to meerkat those performances?
Yeah.
Is that even legal?
I have no idea, but it's going to happen.
And Joseph's
responsible.
I mean,
somebody's getting gypped on royalties on that.
Who?
The artists?
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of interviews as well. So it's not primarily the performances. Yeah,
yes.
It's mostly interviews.
Okay.
Of course, We're going to be going around talking to people. Yeah.
And when you're there, you're going to be hearing
exactly.
the performances. And you're going to be seeing all the people around.
We have the district
around.
Attorney
it's not
on
like
line one.
Of Gotham?
No, and it's not like we're going to be like
right,
filming the show.
Yes,
it's
we don't have
the
prime
the,
seats
yeah.
in the house.
No,
we're still got a booth.
We have the prime rib, though.
Hearing
yeah,
and
I love
seeing
prime rib.
The sights and sounds.
And plus, I've got my field mic, and it's going to be like a TV show, TV news broadcast and everything. So I figured out how to loop the field mic into Meerkat. So that's
Oh, you
fun.
Did?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
It's the same way as we do with our recorder.
Yeah. Oh. It's the same. Yeah. It's,
okay. I didn't know that.
Not that difficult. But right now, we've got to talk a little bit about the first Christmas movie of the year. Of course, if you don't count Christmas Horror Story, that was basically more of a Halloween movie.
Right.
But Love the Coopers opened up yesterday in theaters. Huge cast in this film.
Yes.
Huge, especially if you like
John Goodman.
And
oh,
you're right.
Amanda, he's pretty huge.
And the younger generation.
Amanda Seyfried.
And
Olivia Wilde.
Oh,
beautiful.
I love Olivia Wilde. I'm sorry, but
I don't.
Her.
I love her.
I think she's got the most gorgeous eyes, and I think in this movie they did a fantastic job of doing the close-ups of her face to show those beautiful eyes.
Without revealing my review, I will tell you right now that I think that there were way too many close-ups of Olivia Wilde, and she had way too much screen time.
I loved her eyes.
I think she's hot and beautiful. I'm sorry.
I think she's hot and beautiful.
But Amanda Seyfried, she's got great eyes.
Oh, she's beautiful,
and
too.
And Diane Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ed Helms.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Alan Arkin. Alan Arkin, a great time favorite.
See,
from
he's lying about
many
something,
movies long ago. They had a phenomenal cast.
Yep.
And am I missing anyone? I don't want to miss anyone.
Of course, the Marissa Tomei.
Yes.
Of course,
she's
was
so
fantastic too.
Is there a reason I said "of course" there? Probably because it's Marissa Tomei. Oh, of course.
I mean, hello. This is a great cast.
Yeah,
very good professional.
And I can't think
Who's
of his name right now.
Officer?
I know.
I know.
We've had him on the show before as well.
He is very good.
I think he did a great job.
He's
too.
In a movie next weekend as well. Another Christmas.
Oh, really? And the little kid looks familiar. The brother.
Oh yeah, he's probably been in something
phenomenal.
Well.
Well, we don't have to.
From head to toe, it's phenomenal, the cast.
It is four generations of extended family that come together for their annual Christmas Eve celebration. As the evening unfolds, a series of unexpected visitors and unlikely events turn the night upside down, leading them all toward a surprising rediscovery of family bonds and the spirit of the holiday. So my review, you know, the end of this movie. Well, let me say this. Did you cry at the end, Dave?
Let's see, the end of this movie, tears of happiness.
Okay. Trisha, did you cry?
Joy.
At the end of the movie?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Why?
Why? What's wrong with you?
Why would I, at the end of
sentimental
the Love the Coopers?
Yes, it's a sentimental movie.
I was
sentimental
happy
scene.
And I was dancing.
Aren't there?
She was dancing in the theater.
Didn't Dave just say tears of happiness?
Tears of joy.
Yeah, but
please.
No.
Okay.
I did not cry in that movie. I cried in another movie we're going to talk about.
Okay, well, I'm not going to.
But I did not cry in that movie. I enjoyed that movie.
It has something to do with the narration. And who's the narrator,
can
and that always
that?
Kind of gets me. No.
No.
Well, we can say who is the narrator, but not who the character is.
I enjoyed the narration.
It is Steve Martin
yes.
as the oh. voice of the narrator, but I'm not going to tell
you
who.
Say who the narrator
don't say who the narrator
I
is.
Who it was.
Don't say it.
But off the air, tell me.
Steve
yeah,
Martin.
Don't
tell
say it.
The air.
No,
I
know.
Steve
but,
Martin.
No, I know, but not the character. Oh, yeah, you're right.
But that kind of thing always gets to me. If you know me, then you know how why that gets to me.
Oh, gotcha.
But, and what the narration is saying and everything. But it culminates with some very touching sentiments that will likely resonate and bring a tear to the eyes of moviegoers who cannot help but become nostalgic this time of the year. I love Christmas movies.
I will say it touched my heart.
Okay.
Okay. I just, it didn't make me cry.
I cried a little bit. You know, I wasn't like, I wasn't that. But it was tears. Yeah.
But joy.
The new ensemble Christmas comedy makes some very poignant observations about how the holidays trigger emotional remembrances of celebrations past. Unfortunately, a lot of what leads up to said sentimental scenes consists of annoying bickering. I'm talking to you, Diane Keaton. Contrived melodrama and boorish grand gestures. I'm talking to you, Olivia Wilde, running through the hospital, not worrying about anyone's flowers or balloons or anything like that. Commemorating the season's significance with a tremendously talented cast whose stories reflect our own remains relatively enjoyable, but the dysfunction proves to be a bit overwhelming, but not too overwhelming. I'm still giving Love the Coopers a thumbs up. A mild thumbs up, but you know what? Christmas movies get to me like that. It could have been like the worst movie in the world, and I still would have been, oh, gosh, I gotta like this. But
wait a minute.
What?
That's intimating that.
No, it's not the worst. No,
okay.
No. No, it's not the worst movie in the world. I'm saying there are a lot of good things about this movie, but there are a lot of bad things about it as well. I'm just saying that Christmas movies have a way of getting to me regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, I think the Christmas element is what nudged it into a mild thumbs up. Otherwise, if it didn't have the Christmas element, it would have been a very, very mild thumbs down.
Wow.
Well, can I contrast this?
I think you should go next.
Yeah,
yes,
because
David.
I think this was very narrow breakthrough.
Okay.
And the reason I say that, it was a very open and honest movie. It wasn't like Ozzy and Harriet. Well, it was sort of like Ozzy and Harriet Exposed, you know.
Uh-oh.
How those old classic sitcoms were like everything's perfect.
Yeah.
And you're too young for Ozzy and Harriet. I'm almost too young for Ozzy and Harriet. But,
no.
But, you know, Leave It to Beaver, My Three
Sons.
Yeah. Oh, nicely done.
Why do I have to fill in the blanks?
But anyway, those were like
he needs
perfect.
Some music therapy, I think.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to get that.
I bet you are.
But anyway.
Well, wipe that smile off
I'm
your
not
face,
smiling.
Dude. He's
okay.
Like, ah, ear to ear.
No, definitely. But the thing is, I thought it was really open and honest. It was different. It was, and they even said it is like 1,000 microscopic hertz that have accumulated over the years. And it came out because Christmas, you know, like it, love it, how you enjoy it is based on your attitude. However, it does show that people try to do pretend smiles. They even had a scene where, all right, smile now. You know, and people may be unhappy. People mm-hmm. are unhappy. And I think there's a lot of great lines in here. Try to be the person you want to become. I thought it was a movie of healing. And I think that's what it needed. It was hopeful versus cynical. Olivia Wilde, she loved the unplanned emotions, which said a lot to this movie, meaning that so many people are fake, you know. But what? Look at the comes out of someone for no reason, but just because they're delighting in the moment. So I thought this had so many great things to it, with Alan Arkin playing the grandpa. You know, some marriages have a shelf life. I mean, they're saying a lot of truth in this movie. And what happens, though, is that it ends up a healing type of movie. That's how it should be. Christmas, what is the meaning of Christmas? It's really to go beyond the bickering and live it every day. And I think that's what this meaning had for this movie. A near thumb, a near breakthrough. Not quite. Love the cast. I'm sorry. I loved the scene with Olivia Wilde and that guy. How the scene, there are so many significant scenes, not just with
between
her.
Between the two of them.
Yeah, and, but with and, them. Right. But everyone had a profound, at least one profound scene, whether it was a little brother.
I wish there was more of the kids. I really liked that.
They were great. The
in
little
the mall.
Guy.
Yeah.
It was just sensational. I just loved this movie.
I don't think I could have handled too many more scenes with the older brother and the girl.
Yeah, yeah, but
I felt like I needed to like step in that part because I was like, really, seriously? But no, okay. I will say, I loved the show. I really did love the show. I think, like Dave said, there were a lot of profound moments in there. There was a lot having to do with family. Do you remember the subtitle? Whatever they want to call it for this movie.
You can't.
Families can't be regifted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are all born into a family. No families are perfect. We have our idiosyncrasies. We have our issues. But when everything is said and done, we're still family.
Mm-hmm.
The time when that comes to the fore for most people is during the holidays. Or during a family crisis. And I think this taps into that and makes us realize, why do we need to wait for the holidays or a family crisis to come together and to see? Why don't we just accept each other for who we are, love each other for who we are, and not be seeking that perfection, but realize that sometimes when you're not looking for something is when you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's FOMO. The lesson in it. Yeah, FOMO. Exactly. And so, you know, I mean, I liked it. I gave it a huge thumbs up.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I went in thinking I would not enjoy it because even though the cast was wonderful, unfortunately, I did not read the critics' reviews.
Yeah.
But I looked at the marks it got from the critics and I was like, ah. But I was very, very, very happily surprised. And I do love Olivia Wilde. And I thought that the interaction that she had with Joe, I liked that a lot. Well, and I also liked the fact of her, how that was a catalyst also for her relationship with her parents.
Well, that's interesting because my
Wait
least
a minute,
favorite
what's that
scenes.
Look you're doing on your face.
No,
come on now.
My
Joseph,
least favorite
really?
Scenes were Olivia Wilde scenes. So that's if she was.
You're making that look.
What's that? Oh,
what
okay.
Look?
Now I get it.
I don't get it.
You're doing it too, Dave. Knock it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it.
All right.
Hey, that was pretty good. It was above my head for a while.
And it was me at first too. But don't misunderstand me. I am giving it a thumbs up.
Yes.
And you know, maybe I'm being a little bit harder on it because
you're a critic.
I'm a critic, and also I love Christmas movies. I mean, you got to understand.
I agree.
You know, when you when your favorite movie is a Christmas movie, it just I'm human. Everything is is weighed against Mixed Nuts to me, and I'm waiting for that next movie that will knock Mixed Nuts out of you know my top space. I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime.
You haven't seen one yet.
No, I haven't seen one yet, so I keep going for that one. But
so your Mixed Nuts are in your top space.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But Love the Coopers is a 3 thumbs up movie. Check it out for the holidays.
I would. I think it's a good, and it's, I'm sure it's PG.
It's PG-13.
Yeah, it's PG-13. Yeah. I would not go into it looking for a comedy.
No, it's not.
There are some comedic elements to it, mm-hmm. but don't go into this thinking it's going to be a holiday comedy.
Right.
I will say it.
There was some comedic ends to it. But
yeah, and I will say it reminded me a little bit of Love Actually, except more profound.
Yeah.
And but I love Love Actually, too.
And the end of the movie, without spoiling, you know, what was I saying earlier about the narrator and everything, just the idea that we're all humans and we all have the holidays, regardless of what the holidays mean to you, we all have our problems. And this time of the year, we all do something, you know, to celebrate in some way, shape, or form. And we've all got our own little problems that we deal with the rest of the year.
Well, and I think everybody wants to, especially if you don't live in the same area, wants to put their best foot forward, wants to have their best self forward, and that adds additional stressors.
Exactly. So keep it tuned here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We've got more reviews coming up next, but before we get to that, we need to hear the song that ends Love the Coopers from Alison Krauss and Robert Plant.
I like
Light
this one.
Of Christmas Day.
Now, Robert Plant, what group was he in?
Zeppelin.
Fiscus? What?
Led Zeppelin.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
love that group.
He's collaborated with Alison Krauss several times.
Very cool. Very cool. And this is what?
Breakthrough Entertainment.
No, the
song. Light of Christmas Day from Love the Coopers.
Nice, too. And this is beautiful. Breakthrough Entertainment live. Where?
In Phoenix.
1480
AM. KPHS.
That is it, and we'll be right back.
Faithful.